Remember Hobby Lobby? That's the arts and crafts chain that won a Supreme Court decision saying it didn't have to provide contraceptive coverage for its employees. Hobby Lobby is owned by the Green family, who are evangelical Christians, and they're opening a Bible museum in Washington, D.C. But that's gotten them into some trouble. Federal authorities say Hobby Lobby purchased thousands of ancient cuneiform tablets looted from Iraq and ignored red flags that the objects were stolen. Hobby Lobby has agreed to pay a fine of $3 million and return the artifacts. In a statement, the company said they didn't appreciate the complexities of the acquisition process. Donna Yates specializes in antiquities. On your website today, you wrote that you can't collect antiquities on a massive scale like the Greens do without buying looted objects, and that everybody knows this. Is this just kind of something that's commonly known?
It is. One of my colleagues, Simon McKenzie, who is at the University of Glasgow and the University of Victoria at Wellington, has done a lot of research interviewing people who work in the antiquities trade. And a lot of the market runs on basically just not asking certain questions, of creating plausible deniability, of implying things but leaving things unsaid. And a lot of this shields some of the more dubious activity within the market. And when we think about this scale, this mass scale, again, we're talking in this case of over 3,000 antiquities. There's no place for it to come from in a legal way. There's no hidden source of 3,000 Iraqi tablets that is not in a museum or not already in a known collection, but has been out of Iraq for the past 100 years. It just doesn't exist. So in a sense, if you've got 3,000 undocumented new Iraqi tablets sitting in front of you, there's only one place it came from, which is from looting.
Donna, you know a lot about cases like this, and there's aspects of this case that I'm certain you're familiar with. And one of them is the fact that the Greens consulted experts, and those experts warned them that these antiquities were probably looted, but the Greens go ahead and purchase them anyway. What does the research say about why a person will go ahead and buy art, even if it's been stolen?
Well, in a sense, this is classic white-collar crime behavior. This is a feeling that you are outside of the law, or just the law doesn't quite apply to you. In a lot of research that my colleagues and I have done on the motivations of collectors, and collectors who specifically end up engaging with the illicit market, is that they see themselves as saving the antiquities. So they create this internal story where the antiquity would have been destroyed if I didn't collect it, or whoever has it, the Iraqis can't protect it. I can. I have that ability. It's a total construction around justifying what is absolutely a crime. So I can only speculate in this case, but of course, in this case, you have a situation where the Greens might be thinking, well, I'm going to present it in a museum, so that's a good thing, even if there's a dodgy side to it. My motivations are good, so that excuses the bad behavior.
And I should say, we did reach out to Hobby Lobby and ask them why they ignored the red flags around these antiquities. The company hasn't yet responded to that question.
I would love to hear their response.
Donna, this is yet another case of stolen antiquities. This particular sale was intercepted. These objects will be returned to Iraq. But is there any kind of lasting harm?
Absolutely. And I think that that's something that needs to be emphasized in cases like this. We seize these objects, they'll probably be returned, but what we can never gain back is the information that we would have gathered if they were archaeologically excavated, the context, the information about history that they once contained. We may be able to read the tablets, but we'll never know if they were together in a library, if they were with other artifacts. All of this really exciting, important information about the past, that's destroyed at the point of looting, and we just can never get that back. We've all been robbed of something in this case.
Donna Yates specializes in antiquities theft. She's at the University of Glasgow. Thanks, Donna.
Thank you.